So my talk today is about thought, word, and deed. And those three little words that are existing in many various religions and beliefs, and it's in Christianity, it's in Catholics, it's in Judaism, Hindus, and Buddhism, and so forth. And even if one doesn't have a set of beliefs or being part of a religion, many people do practice thought, word, and deed. And a lot of them don't even realize it. Because thought becomes word, and word becomes the deed in every way. Personally, I practiced Christianity for many years, and today I see myself as a spiritual being or a vibrational being, and those three words, thought, word, and deed, have a deeper and more profound meaning today for me, rather than when I was a Christian. And all I did was shifting my focus to a spiritual being rather than being a sinner. And being a sinner has a more negative, a more lower vibration connotation to it. See, as a Christian, we are taught that we are not good enough to enter the heaven. We must strive to do better for God and to please God. And as a spiritual being, we naturally strive to do better for ourselves and our surroundings. And we are enough, period. And it has been said that an average human being can have, on average, about 60,000 thoughts in a day. And most people don't realize that either. And if we do a simple math, there are 60 seconds in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour. And if you're awake, say, 16 to 18 hours a day, that's like one thought every second. And that sounds really exhausting, really. So if you have meditated before, then you are very well aware of it. Because suddenly you feel your thoughts are very invasive and disturbing and intruding because you're trying to meditate. But if you are a person who is an experienced in meditation on a very regular basis, then you might be in control of your own thoughts and rather than the thoughts controlling you. Now, Einstein, and I love Einstein. I have a shirt of him here. Woohoo! he said, the world as we have created is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. And how true that is. Everything and anything that we created in this world, it started with a thought. And all the feelings and all the material is all derived from the thought. Anywhere from love to conflicts to wars. From paper clips to sending spaceships to space stations. It all started with a thought, and the thought becomes a word, and word becoming the action or the deed. We might say, you know, I want to do this. I want to go there. I want to make this. I want, I would like to, I am going to. So when you say you are going to do something, I start with a thought, and you say it, and after you say it, you do something about it. For example, you think about, I need milk. Then you say, well, I need to go to the store. And then you go to the store. Those are thought, word, and deed. That's an example of a very simple task that started with a thought that might have arose from a need, and there can be higher needs too, as we all know. And the higher need has a more profound desire that can involve in a more serious planning and execution of that planning, such as, I want to buy a house. And you might have started with you know, a desire. And the desire is like, I would like to own my own house. I dream of owning my own house. And then you might say, well, I want to buy my own house. And then we might complicate things, of course. We might think it's easier said than done. Well, we are spiritual beings living in a human body. And of course, we complicate things. Our ego gets in the way. We have feelings, and feelings can make things complicated. And then we start talking to ourselves in our mind. I can't do that. I can't afford it. I'm not able to do that. I don't have enough money. And if you're sharing your dreams with other people, even your families, and they might say, well, you're not making enough money. You need a better paying job. It's harder than you think. It's too expensive. Do you have enough for a down payment? Money doesn't grow on trees. And then they might meanwhile thinking that they are saving you from failure. Well, here's the good news. Whatever they're thinking cannot control your thinking. So whatever they think or say doesn't have to be your truth. You make an observation of what they said. You know you can do it, and you will do it no matter what, regardless. But if the opposite happens, instead of making an observation and you take an offense to what they are saying and believing what they are saying, and you fall into those feelings and you adopt those feelings into your life, they're right. Oh my God, I don't have enough money. But we know this sounds better. You make an observation of what they said. You rise above those feelings and you feed yourself with in your mind that you don't have to say it out loud to them. You are blessed, saying that to your family or whoever. I am blessed and I can do this and I can do anything I want. I can buy a house. So that's the beauty of life. See, life is amazing. And you can see that and not be afraid to face those challenges and not be intimidated by those feelings. And you face them full on and you say to yourself, what challenges? They don't belong in my world. See, knowledge is power. The truth will set you on your path to your spiritual growth and enlightenment. Tune into those energies that will enable you to connect to your higher spirits and your higher vibrations. See the beauty in all people, and you will see the beauty in you. You will learn to see beyond the lower vibrations. So where we stand, we can choose where we want to stand. Yes, the world is in an unprecedented time. We have COVID-19, we have closures of so many things, restrictions to so many places, limited access to services, time-consuming tasks and accomplishments. People's behavior towards the human, their fellow human being, is also heartbreaking and shocking. There are unfair and dangerous treatments of people of different colors even. There's human trafficking, there's mistreatments of animals and our own nature, our own earth. We know the best action is to respond in a way that we want people to behave. Is it easier said than done? Well, of course. But then again, we're complicating it. Peaceful protest happens, and the best course of action to make changes and bring awareness is through peaceful peaceful protest. And we all know that. We all know that reacting with violence creates more violence. And it's a whole different topic for different times if we want to go into that. But what I want to bring to light is we can choose to be where we want to be and still make a difference in the world. We can make the world a better place. See, we can say to ourselves, I want to feel good where I am. I want to feel in a better place. Again, peaceful protesting, humans helping humans. We can say, I am going to sleep well tonight because at the end of the day, I am enough and I did enough. I can say, I choose to eat well because I look after myself and I enjoy sharing the food that I enjoy to eat. I can say, I would like the children to know that they are loved. And not only parents can say that, it can also come from the teachers, doctors, daycare workers, nurses, police officers, and so forth. We can say, I would like to have people to know that we are working together because I am creating a common goal for betterment of life. It is easy to get caught up in the negativity on the planet Earth if you do let it. Violence, abuse, and stress. We can choose to be empathic instead and be understanding and choose to love. We can say, yes, I see you. Yes, I hear you. Yes, I feel you. But it doesn't mean that you have to own what they feel. You can provide guidance, advice, and love. Only they can take the step to change the thinking, to change the choices and their life. And everything is working out the way it's supposed to be. See, I believe there is a God. I believe God is non-gender. I believe God has many names. I don't follow the Christian God, the Catholic God, Jewish God, Muslim Allah, or Jehovah's Witnesses, Yahweh, and so forth. But that isn't to say that God isn't there, because God is there. God is living in their religion and doctrines. I did study the Bible for 20 years or so. And no, I didn't feel that it was a waste of time. I did experience a lot of things and I learned a lot. And I know God was there with me regardless. And it is the same God that I am with today. But today I call God my source, the Great Spirit, because I believe we are all spirits coming from the Great Spirit, the Great Source, and we are all tied to that source. If you choose to live in fear and you feel despair, then you are letting your ego to be in the way, living in your lower vibrations, and you are paralyzed from doing things, wanting to accomplish things, like maybe speaking to someone or applying to something that you're passionate about or anything like that. You need to remember who you are, your real you, the spirit. Don't live in your human body. Let your spirit lead you. Control your thoughts, say what you want, and be inspired to go for what you want. It isn't to say that you shouldn't feel fear. No, fear is real. And it is to acknowledge the fear. Focus on your connection to your spirit and literally see that fear dropping, falling behind you. And it doesn't stop you. You feel the connection to your source and then trust that this too shall pass. So whatever I choose, I see it as a role that I am living with love. I can choose what is best for me, whatever that means to me. It might not mean anything to anyone, but it is for me. We make sense to whatever means to us, and it doesn't make sense to others, but it means something. It feels good. It's all in that connectivity, how we are a vibrational being and creating our own reality through thought, word, and deed. For instance, like I said, we live in unprecedented times. We are all weathering the storm in the ways that we know is best for us. Some of us live in fear of it for the reasons that we believe in. Some of us make an observation and see it's there, but we don't invite it into our reality. And some doesn't even believe that it exists. And it's all perspective of what they choose to believe and make it into their reality. See that? Excuse me. That's the beauty of free will. And those who are not awake spiritually, they don't understand our connection to a reality that we create for ourselves, even though the majority of population believe in that there is a virus that we need to be in fear of. I choose to make an observation of it, and I choose to make a reality that works for me and my family. See, I choose my reality is delicious, delightful, joyful, and full of laughter and love. I choose what I want to face and embrace. I talk about it, I write about it, I promote it, rather than promoting the opposite of it. Some people might say I live in denial. No, we are vibrational beings. And I prefer to tap into that what feels good. I want life that feels good. And I raise my vibrational energy. And in turn, it raises the earth energy to healing. Because we all connected. I have learned to be selective in what is good and what looks good in things and in people. I have heard and read from many sources, including my very personal Albert Einstein, that we are all geniuses. So why not tap into being a genius? We can create a reality where we know, believe, and understand that we are healthy in every way, physically, emotionally, psychologically. That is to invite into our reality, in our world. Invite that into your thought, your word, and your deed. It is so simple. And we want to make it so complicated than it really is. The simplicity is ask, and it will be given to you. And don't put any feelings to it. Don't add details to it. Just ask and let it go. And when you say, I am happy, but you feel sad, and therefore you don't believe you are happy, and you choose to go with your feeling, and you feel sad. And then you tell yourself, really, I am sad indeed. And it's so hard to be happy. But you can choose to be happy. And don't put any feelings to it. Don't put any details to it. Just say you're happy. And everything else follows. And there are many well-meaning people that will agree with you if you say, I feel sad. Because that's all they know. Agreeing with you. If you say that to me, I will make an observation of it, and I will send you blessings, maybe share some words, hoping you will see. But it is your world. You need to recognize that there is a different vibration that you can tap into. I realized that just over 3 years ago now, and I learned to step back, observe, and change my reality. The dialogue with myself is very important. Start of changing my thinking. And you know, it might feel weird, strange, and unfamiliar because it is a new behavior, a new practice. But that's all it is, a new routine. And it's a new way, a different way of changing your thinking. And like I said, we can have 60,000 words going through our minds if we do let it. But if we don't learn how to control that, we can have thoughts running our lives with negative self-talk, repetitive thought on past situations, and repetitive thoughts on future events. This happened or this is going to happen. But if we have emotional baggage that is wearing us down, there is a way to find a solution, and that is taking charge of your thoughts. It is complex being a human. But then again, it is humans that are making it more complicated than it needs to be. But if we think in love and add love to our tone of language, and we mean it and we act with love, and that love coming from the great source, life can be beautiful. It really is a blessing to be here on Earth experiencing life. You see, love and life connect. And is amazing. And as a human, we do make it complicated than it needs to be. Every day is a practice to add love from our great source in our thought and in our word and in our deeds. To make that connection to the universe is the key. Our soul only thinks and speaks and acts in love. Humans have a whole other attachment to how we think and how we talk and how we act. It's us humans who make life complicated. So what do you do when someone you know, maybe a loved one, is suffering from emotional pain, physical pain, psychological pain? Well, you can provide encouragement, guidance, advice, be a sounding board, take them to the doctor maybe, and help them. And most importantly, love. But only they are in control of their own mind. It does take practice every day to change to a new behavior, a new routine. It does take an inspiring thought that leads to words and leading to action of wanting to change. So what do you know that you change for the better? How do you know that? Remember, you cannot be better than the other person. You can only be better than you were before, even a minute ago. And how do you know you are better than before? Well, you feel good. That's how. But when you have a negative self-talk, do you feel better? Of course not. If the thoughts that are not pleasant, if they're not pleasant, you know, replace them with good feeling thought. And if you find it hard, create a new habit. Start maybe focusing on your breath. And you pay attention to that. And then your mind wanders, well, that's normal. You are now changing and practicing a new life for the better. And if it is a struggle, see that struggle from a third person's point of view. That's your observation of yourself that makes a whole difference. And sometimes anger is good. Wait, what? Anger is good? Yeah, anger for the better is good. That means you're paying attention to the feelings. Remember to pay attention to them. If it's making you feel guilty, mad, and jealous, or anything that's bringing you down, lowering your energy, your vibration, then it's time to focus on the breath. And if anger is inspiring for the betterment of life, and you feel compelled to follow it, only you can answer to those feelings. To take actions, to make changes for the better. Now, anger doesn't have to be labeled anger. Did you know that? Maybe it is what it is, an inspiration to take action. We see something wrong, and we see something in the community, in the society, in the government, the school system that we feel is not right. And then we get inspired to make changes and bring it to life, hoping it will change. And of course, not everyone's going to agree with your view, obviously, because their view is different than yours, but that doesn't matter. Our souls are experiencing that contrast, right versus wrong. We created that because our souls are nothing but love. We come to Earth to experience contrast, happiness versus sadness, misery versus joy, laughter versus tears, and despair versus cheerful. I can only encourage you to empower your connection to your higher spirit. Shift your focus to your higher spirit. Make a connection to your source, and you will make changes to your thought, word, and deed. Much blessings to you. Thanks for listening.